We are 8 lines up from the bottom, or the first white line on Samech Beis Omer Aleph. We just got through discussing the first line in the Mishnah, which spoke about an idolater who hires a Yisrael to work with him with his Yayin Nesach. We said that the Scharo is Aser, that any money he gets as a result is Aser. Why is that? We said it's a Knas, it's a penalty. So that was for the case of the Yayin Nesach, and we said the Knas also applies to the case of the donkey driver, the donkey that was hired by the idolater. It was a Jewish-owned donkey hired by the idolater who used it to carry Yayin Nesach, also Aser Behana, but also Knas. So now the Gemara wants to understand how that is. So he said, Yayin Nesach HaDamarin. We already know the case of the Yayin Nesach. We already established that. But Chamarin Mahi, what's the idea here? What's the logic behind the case of the Chamarin, the case of the donkey, where there's a Knas, where we're gonna penalize the Yisroel, that he can't accept the money, or that the money is Asher Behana? Titania, it's based on a Brisa. HaChamarin Shaya Osin Malacha Beperos Shvias, Sachron Shvias. The Brisa says as follows: donkey drivers who do malacha with Shemitah items, produce from Shemitah year, that's char, the reward is Shvias. So what exactly does that mean? The reward is Shvias. How do you understand that? So the Gemara asks the question, my schar and Shvias, Ilema, if that means the Yahavinan Luhu Schar Mi Peros Shvias, if this Brisa means to tell us that if the donkey driver works with Peros Shvias, his salary is given from Shemitah produce, well, Nim says it Parechoba Mi Peros Shvias. But that means that this guy is paying off his debt with food, with Shemitah foods. And that's a problem. Why? Torah Amra La'achlav La'loschora. Torah tells us that you can only use Shemitah foods to eat. You cannot use it for commerce. So that doesn't seem that could be possible. Ve'ela, so rather, what's the other option? Ve'ela, de kiddush scharon b'kiddushas shvias? Or are you going to tell me then that the money that he receives becomes kadosh through the kiddushas shvias? It now it attains this status of kedusha shvias umi kadosh, but who's to say that it becomes kadosh to begin with? Fatanya, we have the brisa that we learned, or that's not we learned before in that mishnah. Ha'omer lepoel hilach diner ze ulakot li yerek hayom scharo muter lakot li yerek bo hayom scharo aser. We know that there's a way to get around it. If you say, here's a dollar and do me a favor, also get me a vegetable, so you're not comparing that, you're not equating the two, it's two different actions. We say that schar was mutter. So it doesn't, the money doesn't become kadosh in, with kedusha shvias. So here too, it doesn't become kadosh in kedusha shvias. So what does sachran shvias mean? So this machlokas between Abaye and Rava, had to understand it. Amar Abaye, la'olam yahavinan le schar mi pero shvias. Really, what it means is that you do pay the worker his schar through the shmita of produce. But what about the fact that you can't use shmita of produce for commerce? There's a way to get around it, the way to circumvent the system. What's the way to circumvent the system? It's similar to Kiditnan, it's similar to this Mishnah in, with regards to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, as we know, is produce which is required to be eaten in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says as follows: you have a case where an employer has his worker bring up the fruits to Yerushalayim, and he's joining him, and the employer needs to get paid for his work. So the Mishnah says, Lo yomer adam l'chaveiro, he'ele li peros halalu li Yerushalayim l'chalik. The employer should not say to his worker, bring up the fruit, the produce for me to Yerushalayim, and there we'll split it up, meaning there you'll take your portion. In effect, what he's saying is, I will pay you your salary from the portion of Meiser Sheni, because he can't do that. Aval, Omer lo, but you can say to him, Helem lo ochlam, v'lishtosem b'Yerushalayim. Let's just go up and eat them in Yerushalayim. V'nostin zelezeb matan shalchinam. And then you can give him a gift for his service. And that's not a salary. That would be okay. Similarly, says Abaye, you can do the same thing here. The Chamorim, it says Sachar and Shvius, their Schar comes from Peros Shvius, but the way that he obtains the Shemitah produce is not direct, so therefore it doesn't have the Kedusha of Shemitah. It's not Schor, it's not commerce, but rather it's a Matana, a Matnas Chinam. That's the way Abaye wants to understand it. Rava gives the opposite answer. Rava Amar Le'olam de Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius. No, rather what it means is if you do Malacha with Peros Shvius, your schar is obtains kedusha shvius. Since you worked with Shemitah, the money you receive now has that status of kedusha shvius. But hold on a second. Utega kashalach poel. But what about the case of the poel? We know that the case of the poel, we're told sachran mutter, that the schar is permissible. So why would this be usher? It doesn't seem to make sense. The Gemara says, no, poel delo nafish agre. Lo kansu rabbanan chamorin de nafish agrayu kansu rabbanan behu. Now you're making a mistake. There are two different cases. There's a case of a poel who's a worker whose wage is smaller as opposed to a donkey driver whose wage is larger. And Chazal extended the knas only to individuals whose wage is larger, those whose wages are smaller, they didn't want to penalize them and say that their wage is going to be asr bihana, because the ones who have a larger wage, they can handle not making as much money in certain situations because they have other disposable income. But the ones who don't make much money to begin with, they need to survive. So there the Chazal said, hey, mamru, they didn't want to extend the gezera that far. But then the question is, what do you mean, umas nisin? What about a Mishnah? Our Mishnah talks about Yayin Esach. It seems to be that it's just a worker. And we said Sachran Aser. But we should be Mekel. The rabbi shouldn't have extended the Knas there. So the Gemara answers, no, Chumra de Yayin Esach Shaini. There is a special Chumra of Yayin Esach. When you're dealing with the Yayin Esach, it's going to, even though the wages aren't that high, if you're dealing with the Yayin Esach itself, we're going to penalize you to the highest degree, and therefore, even in that case, the scharon usher. So what we basically establish is that the case, again, of the Yayin Esach in our Mishnah, in the case of the Chamor in the Mishnah, coupled with the Bryce at the bottom of Samach Beis of an Aleph, all show that there's a Chumrah in these two cases where we say the reward, the schar, is going to be usher. But at the same time, when you work with this Yayin Esach, but at the same time, there is an exception to the rule. The exception is where a worker who is involved with Shemitah and other things, the lo nafish agre, where the wage isn't so great, to begin with, we're going to be makel. The rabbis didn't extend the knas to them. Some Rachmanas that Chazal had, which was a very nice idea. But for everyone else, as we said before, for Yayin Esach and for Chamorim, the Knas remains in effect, and it becomes Asur Behana.